newest CU broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference. And in this clip, we took it from the leadership session of the conference, leading credit unions and our industry into the future. And the folks on the expert panel, this was an esteemed panel for sure. We start out with Dinah Dykstra from California Nevada Credit Union Leagues, Brad Green from Lister Hill Credit Union, Larry Sewell from Together Credit Union, and moderated by Bob Trunzo from CUNY Mutual Group. And in this particular clip, they all talk about the future of credit unions, concerns, opportunities, runs the gamut. And they talk about fintechs. They talk about younger generations, how to attract them, the credit union consolidation, being complacent or trying not to be complacent. They talked about a lot of stuff in this clip, so check it out.
I'm going to start with you, Brad, on the future for Lister Hill. What are you worried about? What do you see? What do you think are some opportunities?
Well, about three thoughts here, I guess. One of the things to me that's most exciting about the future is kind of what we've been talking about. And that's the opportunity for us to begin to more exactly measure the impact that we're having on our members' financial well-being. That's pretty cool accountability, you know, to hold us true to who we are. And I just think it's a nice time for that to come into focus and for us to be concentrated on that effort. I think that provides a lot of opportunity for us to differentiate our model. And I think that is very opportunistic as far as the future is concerned. The concern I have is being able to undertake that and maintain our relevance when there's so much disruption going on in financial services around us. I mean, gosh, I was just reading day before yesterday, Verizon is entering financial services. You know, there's so many disruptive approaches to traditional financial service. The relevance of credit unions forward is one of my chief concerns. You know, one indicator, for example, and one thing I sort of sit and worry about sometimes is the fact that we're a consolidating industry. You know, what could we do, what might we do that that would cause the number of new credit union charters to explode? That would be a great conversation if we were having new credit unions formed all over the place. What kind of changes would we have to make to bring about those kind of outcomes where the popularity of the model is not in a consolidating mode, but in a, you know, expansion mode.
Right.
Then, you know, as far as the future is concerned, there are certainly substantive challenges and headwinds ahead. One thing I think is paramount is the pace of change. The pace of change has most of us racing to keep pace with consumer expectation. But at the same time, we're charged with managing risk and regulatory demand. I think we have to find ways to not be consumed by those efforts to the point that we can't continue to explore and capitalize on worlds of opportunity. You know, kind of let curiosity and imagination take us to new places. I think we're going to have to do that if we're to keep pace with what some of the fintechs are bringing to financial space and some of those more creative approaches.
Great. Diana, you're looking over the horizon. What do you see?
Well, you know, I'm with Brad. I have a lot of optimism that our model and what we do will continue to really get the attention of consumers. However, one of the things I'm watching, and maybe it's because I live in California, is that the young consumers don't seem to want to have a relationship with an institution. They just search for a product. And, you know, you look at Zelle and whatever those other things are. I went to have my hair done, and they said, "Do you have Zelle?" And I said, "No, I don't even know how to do a Zelle, but I'm an old lady." You know, but I look at this young generation, and they don't think of a financial institution the way we all did, where you went in, you opened a savings, a checking, I got a loan, I got my credit card. They're just looking for that best offer. So I think we're going to be challenged to really think through how we look at membership and how we distribute product. And we can't expect, you know, at a credit union, we everybody has to come in and they have to open a share account, right? That's what a credit union does. Well, a young consumer doesn't know what a share account is. If they want to come in and just get a auto loan, or they just want to get a home loan, or whatever that is, why do we have to think through how we operate and why and what we call our products and how we don't bundle it all. We just need to be a little more nimble and creative. Otherwise, these younger adults are really going to find other avenues to do their business. So I worry about that. But on the flip side, I think credit unions are incredibly nimble. We don't have the infrastructures of some of these large institutions. We've got great leaders that can really, if we want to, take that power and pivot and be really creative about what the product sets look like going forward. I just think they're going to be different. They're different today, and they're going to be really different 3 to 5 years from now. So it's really thinking through and not staying in love with what it is we've always done. And I think that's our biggest thing. We want to stay what we want to continue to do what we've always done, but that's going to kill us in the end. So creativity and you know, Brad and Larry are great leaders and really thinking forward, and many credit unions are, but I think collaboratively, we need to have a really think through what we look like today. It is not the 1920s where people needed a place to save and to get a small loan. Things are different, and what's needed today, and how do we pivot to that new place?
Great. Larry, you're leaning on your right foot in the new horizon. What do you see?
I see lots of potential, Bob, lots of impactful opportunities before us as credit union leaders, as an industry. So I think expressing and displaying positivity, being that strong community supporter and provider, that we stay involved in things that matter. So I think that's really important for all of us who are in this wonderful industry, is to do that and letting our members know that we walk beside them through any financial situation or crisis. We are there. We're not walking behind them. We are walking with them through any situation where we can help. You asked Bob about a concern, and for me, or maybe a couple, and one is I hope that we can slow down, minimize the decreasing, and continue to decrease the numbers of small credit unions in our industry. We just continue to lose so many of them. I know some of your merger and other things like that, but when we lose that small institution, that means more than likely a community somewhere is not being served the way it can be or should be by that financial institution there, those small credit unions that play such a critical role in serving people, particularly in rural community. So I hope that we can figure out a way to slow that down somewhat for the greater good of our people. And I think we need to stay resilient as credit unions. The bankers are going to continue to try to divide us internally, trying to cause harm and cause us to question our model, but we stay true to our credit union model. It does not matter the size of a credit union, large or small. We still have the same motto and purpose of people helping people, not for profit, not for charity, but for service. Whether a credit union is large or small, we still have that same purpose. So I hope that we continue to do that. We fight for that, as I know we will. But I think as long as we continue to bring up strong, fantastic leaders, our credit union purpose, our future will continue to be bright.
You know, I would echo what all three of you said. I'm incredibly excited about the future. I mean, and I think, and I love where we're going as a company, because I think it's exactly what you all were talking about. It, you know, we're investing, you know, this year we'll invest over $140 million back into our company for new platforms, technology, investments in our venture fund with fintech and insurance tech companies. And so I think that we want to be with you, but we want to be at the forefront and have that seat at the table to change and have that window for all of you on insurance tech, fintech. Is there a platform? Is there an accelerator? Is there a product we can bring to credit unions? And we're doing that right now, and we're incredibly excited about it. I will tell you, I agree with what all of you said about the concern. Very concerned, Larry, about small credit unions going away. That's why they will always be able to get a bond to open up their doors at CUNY Mutual. We will be there for them. That's important that we do that, and that's a big responsibility, but we're up to that, and we like that, and we embrace it. I really believe our biggest issue, and I think Brad mentioned this too, is a little bit, we just can't be complacent. You're going to see change. You have to react to change. And if we're complacent and if we don't move, and I'm not talking about running at warp speed, but you got to keep moving forward in this environment or you're going to get passed up. And because as Diana said, and I think Brad said, the old way of doing business just isn't going to work anymore. If I told you all 4 years ago, people are going online, answering a couple questions and getting an insurance policy, you'd go, that's absolutely crazy, Bob. Nobody buys insurance over on a digital delivery of services. Hello, life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance. And I think all of that delivery of digital services for financial services and credit unions, well, you know what? That just got supercharged during the pandemic. And so that's going to absolutely continue.
Thank you very much. And stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast and some more coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference right here on CU Broadcast.